Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, July 31st. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And to demilitarise the Palestinian state.
Canada, latest country to recognise a Palestinian state. And Chile raises tsunami warning to highest level. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Canada says it is to recognise Palestinian statehood unless Israel meets certain conditions. The announcement by the Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney comes a day after Britain's Keir Starmer also demanded substantive steps towards an end to fighting in Gaza. Israel and the US say recognition would reward Hamas. Mr. Carney says his country's support will require action from Palestinians too.
To fundamentally reform its governance, to hold general elections in 2026 in which Hamas can play no part, and to demilitarize the Palestinian state.
Chile has raised its tsunami alert to its highest level after the Philippines, Japan, Hawaii and the US Californian coast downgraded theirs. A successful early alert system has been widely praised for preventing deaths and allowing for evacuations after one of the strongest ever earthquakes hit Russia's Far East. Dr. Laura Kong is director of the International Tsunami Information Center.
All over the world, we have warning systems, and those are all based on collecting what we call seismic data, as well as water level data, either from tide gauges on land or these deep ocean buoys.
A judgment is due today in Conor McGregor's appeal against the jury's decision in his civil rape trial. Last November, the former UFC fighter was successfully sued by Nikita Hand, who gave evidence of being physically and sexually attacked by him at a Dublin hotel. News Talk's courts correspondent Frank Graney reports.
In the end, having abandoned his attempt to introduce new evidence, Conor McGregor's appeal focused on alleged procedural errors, which he claims gave rise to him not receiving a fair trial before the High Court last year. His lawyers took issue with the wording of the issue paper given to the jurors before they were asked to consider a verdict. They claimed there was a risk of confusion. They also accused the judge of wrongly allowing negative inferences to go to the jury from his no-comment approach to gar the questioning. Nikita Hand's lawyers contested all of their grounds of appeal, insisting McGregor was not denied a fair trial as alleged, and they urged the judges to uphold the jury's decision. A judgment is due to be delivered this afternoon.
A new ESRI report is highlighting persistent poverty and deprivation here. That's despite an overall decline in poverty rates. Tina Gates has more.
The report shows lone parent families and households with a disabled adult are most at risk of income poverty for 1 year. And while they're also likely to be materially deprived 2 years in a row, large families are most at risk of persistent income poverty. It shows poverty is complex and different groups are vulnerable to different forms and durations of poverty. It also shows the longer people stay in poverty, the harder it is for them to escape, and highlights the urgent need for policies to protect the most vulnerable from falling into the poverty trap.
A batch of Aldi's roast chicken basil pesto pasta has been taken off supermarket shelves due to the presence of Listeria monocytogens. The latest recall is not being linked to other recent cases. The full list of dates of the affected products is available on the Food Safety Authority of Ireland website. Listeria can cause mild flu-like symptoms or nausea, vomiting and diarrhea. There was a 7% increase in the number of cases of people being treated for problem alcohol use last year. Figures from the Health Research Board found 8,745 alcohol cases were treated by the HSE in 2024. Nearly one in three cases had a problem with other drugs along with alcohol, with cocaine present in 71% of those. Sheila Gilheeny from Alcohol Action Ireland says the numbers don't reflect the real scale of alcohol issues here.
Almost 9,000 people accessing treatment for alcohol, but we had considerably more people accessing treatment for illegal drugs. There's over 13,000. Why is there such a gap between the numbers who are accessing help and treatment, very welcome help and treatment for illegal drugs, but not seemingly getting this in relation to alcohol?
Flights are expected to operate normally this morning after a technical issue halted departures in the UK yesterday. Air traffic control in Britain says it was a radar issue and there's no evidence it was cyber related. Britain's Department of Transport says it's investigating whether there are any implications for the resilience of systems in place. Ryanair's Dara Brady says passengers are right to be outraged.
Where is the resilience in the system? Where is the investment in the system? Where is the staffing in the system? It just seems to be a constant mismanagement issue, and it needs to be addressed because it's passengers that has been disrupted here.
Two-thirds of adults haven't written a will, while 8 in 10 have no arrangements or plans for their funeral service. A new survey by life insurance company Royal London Ireland examines our reluctance to share plans for end-of-life care with our families and friends. Only 26% of respondents over the age of 55 have considered inheritance planning or what will happen to their money when they die. In entertainment news, S Club are reportedly in talks for their own Netflix documentary. Singer John Lee has told The Sun the streaming service wants to make a show about the group's troubled history following the death of bandmate Paul Cattermole in 2023. The noughties pop stars had 4 number one singles and 3 top 10 albums, including this hit. And in sport, in soccer, Colin Fortune's side were comfortable 4-0 winners at home to Cardiff City in their first round semi-final in front of a sellout crowd. Shelburne's Champions League journey is over after losing 4-0 on aggregate to Carabag following a 1-0 loss in the second leg of their tie in Baku last night. Shamrock Rovers are well in control of their Conference League qualifier second round tie ahead of this evening's second leg. Stephen Bradley's side have a 4-0 lead heading into tonight's home fixture against St Joseph's of Gibraltar. That game kicks off at Tala Stadium at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, St Patrick's Athletic are in Estonia for the return leg of their qualifier against Cal U. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.